Heads of Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys. This season, we are talking about recovering coupleships. Recovering couples, mainly couples who are recovering from intimacy betrayal and sexual compulsivity. And this episode is entitled Intimacy Without Fear. All right. So at what point do we experience intimacy without fear? God, that's so freaking loaded. It is so hard to ever be fully intimate and not experience a feeling of vulnerability, you know? And so, all right, I'll give you that we will at some point, given long-term recovery from both sexual addiction, any type of addiction, and complex PTSD and betrayal trauma, eventually you will be able to be intimate without fear, without paralyzing fear, without exiting your window of tolerance, okay? But I don't know that you will ever experience intimacy without a feeling of intense vulnerability. All right. And that's why we encourage vulnerability and recovery, you know? So it's like the goal is to stay grounded, to remain or return often to your window of tolerance when you are being emotionally intimate, physically intimate, sexually intimate, right? Like that's the goal. You can exit your window, but to return and to return quickly and to return often is at first like the big goal. And just because your nervous system gets dysregulated doesn't always mean you're experiencing intense fear. It just means that you don't have a lot of tolerance for the emotions that are coming up when you are trying to be intimate, okay? Lots of different types of intimacy, lots of different levels of intimacy. You can get past fearing intimacy, but you will always feel exposed. You will always feel vulnerable because when you are truly known and when you are being truthful about who you are, it's kind of scary. It's vulnerable. You are exposed, right? And so I guess what I'm trying to say is there are so many, you know, levels that you will reach where you're like, gosh, this is getting easier. I feel more secure. I feel safer. I feel safer when I'm away from my partner. I feel safer when I'm with my partner. I feel safer engaging with my partner with physical touch. I feel safer when we're having intercourse. I feel safer when we're being sexual. I feel safer when I'm sharing my triggers. You will start to feel safer. You will start to stay longer in your window of tolerance. You will be able to absorb and receive more information without exiting your window of tolerance, without getting defensive, without getting overwhelmed, without becoming hypervigilant, right? Or without retreating. And so you will, you know, gosh, you'll go through so many milestones. But I just want the audience to hear me say that it's always scary being known. We put up a lot of barriers that wind up hurting us, of course. But we put up a lot of barriers, if you think about it, around being truthful to ourselves, honest with others, even honest with our higher power, who already knows all these things. And oftentimes our partners also already know these things, right? But it's hard to be honest with yourself, right? We talked about that in the last episode, how hard it is to be honest with yourself. So it's like, yeah, you will always feel vulnerable. We put up all these walls. And in recovery, we're asking you to break down, to tear down those walls, to overcome, to notice and refuse to engage in defense mechanisms, right? Like avoidance, like minimizing, like rationalizing, like denial, like reaction formation, all of these things. Like, we're asking you not to participate that, to just be exposed, to just be you, to just be honest, to just be vulnerable. And that's a lot of tolerance building. You know, in dialectical behavioral therapy, one of the elements that we really focus on is distress tolerance. All right. Well, I want to go a step further with that, because it's not always distress that you're trying to tolerate. It's positive emotion that you're trying to tolerate. You're just trying to hold space for more emotion for a longer period of time so you can stay present with self and with your partner. But there are a lot of people that really struggle to gaze into the eyes of a trusted other or an intimate partner to really see and be seen. There are people who, like, genuinely, especially after betrayal, especially after addiction has had its way with you, it is hard to give. It is hard to receive. It is hard to ask for help. It's hard to, you know, ask your partner to meet a need. Like, all of this is scary. Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. As you start to build a tolerance for loving and being loved, accepting and being accepted, giving and receiving, as you start to build a tolerance for being known by your partner, you can stay in your window of tolerance longer and be present and be grounded. And that is when true intimacy really occurs. You know, we say the term in couples therapy a lot was like when you turn towards each other. You know, turning towards somebody, leaning into them, it's more of an energetic thing, but it's an attunement. It says, I'm here for you. I know you. I care for you. You're safe with me. You know, I can hold space for you. You're not too much. I have no intention of leaving. I mean, it says a lot to turn towards somebody and to really attune to their needs, right? To give them space to express themselves honestly, openly, vulnerably. And so, like, that's the intimacy I'm talking about. And that is the scariest, hardest part. I mean, honestly, sexual intimacy, a lot of people have a tolerance for that and can experience that a lot sooner, and sometimes sooner than maybe they need to, right? Because for them, sometimes early on, it's still more of a sex act than it is an act of sexual intimacy. And so, but what we're trying to work towards is that staying in your nervous system, staying grounded, turning towards and leaning in during sex, during intercourse, during, you know, gosh, any type of pleasurable sexual experience with your partner, to stay grounded and to be caring and to let that be a spiritual experience. Like, that's what is awaiting you in recovery. It is beautiful. It is spiritual. It is erotic. It is pleasurable for both parties when you have built that window of tolerance first for emotion, right? And then for physical touch, and then for sexual activity, right? It's really important to take these steps, and everything in recovery, as you know, it's not linear. Please hear me say that. Please pause this, go back 15 seconds and hear me say again, it is not linear. It's not. It's three steps forward, two steps back, three steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, three steps back, three steps forward, one step back. That's still progress. Okay? That is the process of recovery, because all this stuff is scary. Can you achieve intimacy without fear? Yes, you can. You can stay grounded and stay in your window of tolerance. Will you always feel exposed and vulnerable? Yes. And we want to build tolerance for that. That's why we talk so much about the importance of vulnerability. Because if you can't be vulnerable, then you can't be honest. And this is an honest program we are asking you to work. Honest with self first and foremost, because you can't be honest with a trusted other or an intimate partner if you can't be honest with yourself. So let's remove the defense mechanisms of denial so that you can accept where you are, what you're going through, where you've been, what you're experiencing. All right. And then you can get honest with self and honest with your partner, because that is what they need and they deserve. And, you know, you are not responsible for the other person's healing, okay? They are responsible for that. So anything you need to express, express it, please, without fear. But this is a practice. At first, it is a scary thing because, you know, we have this fear that we're going to set someone back. You know, like, I'm going to upset my partner. Well, you know what? If they get upset, that's fine. That's good information for them and you. It's something you can work with. It's something you can work through, especially if you're ready to lean into the relationship and move into a phase of recommitment. All right, guys. So let's work on our intimacy. Let's work on building tolerance for vulnerability. And that's tough. It's okay to walk away and then come back and try again. All right. So if you don't feel like you were 100% honest or transparent or vulnerable the last time you had a share with your partner, it's okay. It's okay. Journal about it. Circle back. Try again. All right. That's a beautiful thing. We don't have to get it right the first time. We don't have to get it right ever. You can be messy forever. It's about the process, right? It's about just being you and knowing that you are lovable and you deserve to share a life with someone who loves you back. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.